broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the, that's a horrible thing to say. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday night, joined by Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, full house here, Sean Kraft, and Matt, your guest tonight?
Caleb Rice.
And did you hear what he just said about you?
I did.
That's horrible.
It happens.
What a horrible thing. But it'd be a good position for you. I'm not going to say what it was. Carrington, you should learn.
Yeah, no, I'm picking the wrong boss to kiss
up to,
I guess.
You're kissing the wrong butt to kiss.
Yeah.
You're going to kiss the right butt. Anyway, we're going to do a top 10 list this hour. We got a topic, and we're going to open with the top 10 so I don't forget it, because it is a good top 10 list. And then we're going to do, I called you Adam again. Matt, tell them what's coming up on December the 9th while I get the top 10 list ready.
So on December the 9th at 6 p.m. in Caledonia, the village square, there will be a Christmas in the Village. And Scott will be there. He will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And there will
I'll
also
be bringing Christmas to Caledonia. That's what you... I'm ringing in Christmas for the season will not begin until I arrive over there. There you go.
All right.
Just help you out a little bit with that promo.
He's going to be lighting the tree. There'll be a tree lighting ceremony. I will be a reindeer. Carrington will be an elf. There will be Christmas carols, in theory.
No, there's going to be Christmas carols.
He said in theory.
There's no theory.
Santa Claus will be there.
Santa Claus will be there, and Mrs. Claus, I believe. And we are going to rehearse this tonight, because I'm feeling a little weak on the whole thing. Are you weak on this, Sean?
Yes.
Do you feel nervous?
I feel a lot.
I might be over there with a couple...
Yeah.
Subpars, like C minuses.
Yeah.
You know, I can't travel with C minuses. I'm an A plus. I can't have two C minuses. You'll be bringing down the curve.
That's what we do best.
No. Let's do the top 10 list, and then we're going to practice this a little bit, and we'll get back to the topics here. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. The top 10 list is top 10 reasons why a person may not have voted on Election Day. Election Day was this past Tuesday. A lot of big things happened. We had the best coverage of anybody, from what I've heard from everybody out there. Everybody here was a part of that. Even Caleb was down at Board of Elections with Matt. So everybody here was a part of that great election coverage. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio, top 10 reasons why a person may not have voted on Election Day. May not have voted on Election Day. Number 10, because Bill Collins had already thanked them for their vote. Bill Collins, our mayor-elect at this particular point. Number 9, because they're afraid that people who vote also get called for jury duty.
Isn't that true?
No. That's not true at all anymore.
I think that's true.
No, it's not true anymore.
Really?
No.
Okay.
That's a wives' tale.
Okay,
number 8, because Election Day is on Tuesday, and that's my workout day. That's probably Adam. I think that's directed toward Adam.
Yep.
Number 7, because they don't like anybody. Well, that's true. There were several people who said they didn't vote because they didn't like any of the candidates. Number 6, because I didn't go to a Taylor Swift concert and I didn't know who to vote for.
That's fair. Yeah.
Is that?
It can get confusing.
Yeah, if you don't go to Taylor Swift, you're not going to vote. Because Taylor Swift tells you what to do in life. It's a cult, so says Matt. It's a cult.
It's a cult.
The cult of Swift. Number 5, I'm tired of voting for losers.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
That can happen. Number 4, they didn't have a transgender voting booth. Is that why you didn't go, Matt?
Yep.
I heard that there was the reason. I know, darn it. The things you learn. Number 3, I was in line behind Ronald McDonald and they gave him such a hassle about his ID. Every time they hassle Ronald McDonald, you know there's trouble. Number 2, because they didn't bother to register. Imagine, somebody didn't bother to register in one of the biggest elections in history.
I was going to. I just, you know, didn't.
Missed it.
They open like
by that much.
They open like 8 hours a day, and there's like eight to two.
Register? I think you can register online. I've never gone anywhere to register to vote.
I tried to register online.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I did.
It didn't like me registering online because I had no previous information with the Board of Elections.
Interesting. The first time I registered, it was online, so...
I probably just filled something out wrong, I guess.
Interesting. Okay.
But it wouldn't let me. It told me I had to go there in person.
We're in the middle of a top 10 list. I hate to get in the middle of your conversation there
okay,
or anything.
That's fine.
But we're doing something over here, by the way.
Go ahead.
Did you notice?
No.
We've got the number one reason.
Yes.
We're waiting.
And the number one reason why a person may not have voted on Election Day, because they were already celebrating the recreational marijuana victory. There you go. They celebrate early. And that's the top 10 list for tonight. Thank you, Bob Welsh, in Columbus, Ohio. All right. Well, the moment has come now where we are going to get you two ready for Christmas in the Village. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, all right, you got to picture this. 6 o'clock on the 9th of December, I'm going to take the podium. The shank of the evening will have just happened. Darkness will have just descended on Caledonia, Ohio, and I will take the stage, and I will say, thank you, everybody, for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here. Here's a Christmas favorite for you, and I will read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And as I finish, now that's your cue, you two, dressed as a reindeer and an elf.
See, I've got it. The story ends with, and to all a good night,
right,
and we go in. I know.
You go, but with a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and then you sing.
Well, you didn't like my suggestions, so I'm waiting to be told what song we're going to sing.
Grandma got hit by a reindeer.
So then, then I light the tree. The tree comes on. Then you start the second song.
Mm-hmm.
When the tree, as soon as the crowd stops roaring, then you go into song number two.
And that song will be Old Christmas.
And then we wrap it up, okay? Now,
perfect.
Because I know you guys don't know the words. We've got songs here to choose from tonight from our Christmas folder.
Why didn't you bring this up in the first hour?
What do you think I was going to do? Make you memorize the whole thing?
I don't know what I thought was going to happen.
You get too nervous around here. How long have you been coming here now? Months.
Probably 3-4 months.
Yeah, it seemed like 3 or 4 years. But anyway, we got some songs here. Whatever. Okay, we're going to give one a try tonight. Now, this is one we introduced recently. You don't know this one, but this is a nice middle-of-the-road song. It's called Here We Come A-Wassailing. Have you ever heard this?
No.
Never?
And we're going to... What?
We're going to try it out.
We're singing?
Hey, whoa. We're going to try it out. That's all we're going to do. This is what we're rehearsing.
I just feel like we're wasting time a little bit.
Not really.
No one's going to want to hear.
Scott's waiting
some
for
some wassailing song on
here you
Christmas.
Go, wassailing song.
This seems not very Christmassy at all.
You don't even know the song.
Well, the word wassailing's in it. That's enough.
All right. You guys ready? Now, I don't want you to sing the whole song. That's not what we're doing here. Ready?
There's no notes or anything. How do we know what we're supposed to sing?
Well, I'll
like?
Tell you if you're doing it right.
Oh, my
okay.
Gosh.
Okay, here we go. Now, this is the... Now, you... Everybody knows the wassailing song.
What's the tempo we're going with? Can you do that for us at least?
Like, how would you sing it? Let's try that.
Matt's not going to sing it with me.
No, come on. Do it like you think you would do it, and I'll tell you how it should be done.
Why not just tell them how to do it first?
Well, because I want to see if they could get it on their own.
They're not going to get it.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so far to be seen.
Ooh.
So fair to be seen.
Well, that you had it. That's the tempo.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Okay.
You've heard. You must have heard this because you're picking it right up.
I don't think
so.
No,
that's just how it looks like.
Now, do you know the words now? Let's just... Now, we're going to go down. We're going to do...
Know the words. We said...
We're going to do the first...
Four sentences.
We're going to do the first... We're going to do the first paragraph here, which is just four lines. Then we're going to do the refrain. Then we're going to do the second one, just the first page. That's all we're going to do. That's just, we're going to see if this one might be the song. Okay?
Okay.
Here's Matt and Carrington with the wassailing song. Here we go.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering, so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you and to your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year.
And God send you a happy new year.
Our wassail cup is made of the rosemary tree. And so is your beer of the best barley. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door.
Please. Honest to goodness. Oh, thank God we're having a rehearsal. Because if you would have done that...
This is a terrible song.
Listen, if you would have done that over there in Caledonia, I'd have to join the witness relocation program and go into hiding for the rest of my life.
Well, pick better songs, Scott.
Yeah, no, listen. Get a better song.
Christmas song and pull out some wassailing
garbage. And to you, your wassail.
Get out of here.
That was horrible. Oh, my Lord.
That's a terrible song.
No, Okay, no, well, come on.
Give us something songs. Good and we'll sing a little better.
Here, listen, I'm going to give you a little help here on this, okay?
Oh, my
God. My Lord. What a mess that was.
Will we have background music or is it just us? It's just acoustic.
What do you want, like New Kids on the Block over there?
I know, I'm just wondering if we're going to hear the music in the background.
Yeah, like the instrumental.
This is Caledonia.
It's a cappella.
Yeah.
So obviously we'll have background
You ever
music?
Been there?
Yeah.
You know this. Come on, we'll go help him out here for now. We're going to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now this is, get ready. Here we go. Now I know this is not Christmas, folks, but we're close. Here we go. Come on.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering, so fair it to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too.
And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Okay. Let's put the wassail song on hold for a second. The wassail song might not be our cup of tea. What do you think, Sean?
No.
We had a. They might stone us out of the village of Caledonia. You guys might have to move.
I mean, I can't see.
And my parents said it wasn't very good.
No, and they know the wassail song. God, you guys butchered it. Okay, it's a bad
song. I think Silver Bell is probably easier.
Let's get. You know what we should try here? We should try the Marshmallow World. You know Marshmallow World?
Yes, my dad loves this song. He's so excited.
You know, and this song, actually, this might be the one, because this is a song that actually is supposed to be all year round. This is not just supposed to be a Christmas song.
Yeah, I like this song. I'm excited.
Darling, so you're gonna belt it now, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to... Glenn Coble and I did this one time in the summer during COVID when we had nothing else to do. We just sang the Marshmallow World one day on... People loved it. It was a classic moment. So, now I'm going to let... I'm going to give you guys... If you guys can do the first two paragraphs, we might do the song here and see how it goes. This might be the one.
Okay.
You know, just like when you find the girl you like or the guy, mm-hmm. they're the one. This could be it.
This could be it.
Okay, let's hear you. Just do the first two sentences, and then we'll all come in and help you. No, wait, do the first four. On you two, because you two are going to be...
paragraph?
Right, just the first four.
Okay, we're ready.
And then if you do it good, the rest of us will join you... And we'll go for it.
We'll sing in unison together.
Yes, okay. It's going to be a good night. Okay, you got it? Okay, here we go. And this is what... So I'll be at the end of my little thing here, and I'll be at the end of Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
And here we go, and I'll say, at the very end, I'll do my last paragraph, and I'll say, and he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and they all flew like the down of a thistle, but I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of night, Happy Christmas to all, and to all. A good night.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
Well, that was way past the first paragraph or two. I thought
that was two paragraphs.
Yeah, I thought we were doing one.
Didn't I say four? I thought I said four.
Four lines.
Yeah, I heard four lines.
Okay, well we'll join you for the whole song now because this might be it. That might have been it. You sound like you knew it.
I do. I like this
Matt,
one.
Matt, you sound like you had no idea what it was.
No, okay.
Sean and Caleb and I are going to now simulate the audience singing with you.
Okay.
Perfect. So here we're going to do the whole song. We're going to rip it out at home. Get your papers together at home right now. Sing. Get close to your listening device because you're going to sing along with us here. It's like Christmas in November. Here, Callan in Virginia. Get your paperwork out. Here we go. Google it. It's Marshmallow World, Darlene Love, okay? And again, now here's... I'm going to sit you up again.
Okay,
I'm going to do the last two lines.
I'm ready.
But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all and to all. See how I got to sing it? You think I got this down? And to all, a good night.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly, in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes, whenever it snows. The world is your snowball, just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts, take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? It's winter in a marshmallow world.
Well, that might be it.
Yeah,
that's okay. So that could be one of them right there. That could be where we go. We know I do what was the night before Christmas. Okay, so we'll put that one there for right now. Yeah, it was good, Carrie. You did a nice job.
Thank you.
Are you getting compliments from people?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Oh. He's excited.
See, I told you she's going
to
carry
it. Is he coming to...
I don't know. I haven't asked
Father, them. Are you coming to the event?
Yeah. Dad, December 9th, will you be there in Caledonia?
Yeah, I'm
when
sure
Scott brings Christmas?
You understand now that Christmas doesn't come to the village till I do.
Until Scott arrives. I get it.
That's all you need to know. Now, this could be... Do you know Silver Bells?
This one's a little too... I think we need a little instrumental for this. I think it's not
Silver Bells is very easy.
Silver Bells.
You got all the songs I've never heard of.
What? No.
You know Silver Bells?
No.
You don't. So this was Bob Hope's song.
I know this one. I told you. I know my Christmas song.
This is good.
I told you I don't listen to Christmas music.
We'll try this once. You two give me like four lines, and if you do okay, we'll join you again.
This one's I don't think is going to go well.
Okay, let's hear it. Bob Hope. Go ahead.
It just starts with...
No, you want to go to... go down to where the... Silver Bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Okay, go to that part. Go. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
That's the top of the page.
No, it's down here. I'm going to hit the second one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear...
Come on, Matt, you just dropped out. What the heck?
Well, I don't know the song. I'm like stumbling along because I don't know how it's supposed to sound.
He doesn't get that. That's what I'm saying. We need
Skip that one. Okay, forget that one. I don't think that one's going to... Wait, maybe. Okay, we got Rudolph. I just don't think Rudolph's it. Because you're going to be dressed as a reindeer. I think it's like too much. Too much reindeer. We're getting a yikes out there right now. Okay, I can believe yikes at this point. Let's see here. No Rudolph. Oh, this could be the one, we wish you a Merry Christmas, after the thing is lit. It's a very quick song.
Yeah,
you know that one, right?
I like that one.
Okay,
yeah.
let's hear that.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you
a
Merry Christmas.
I don't know the words off the top of my head.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Number three on the paperwork.
Oh. Page packet?
This is our Christmas
packet. I just belted that one out. I just knew it.
Number three. All right, let's get it like we got it.
Okay.
The tree's lit. Swoosh.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, that's going to be in there. We have to put that one in. I think that's probably going to be our ender. Because you guys are doing that like it matters.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We've got some passion behind that one.
Okay. Now, we've got number four is I'll Be Home for Christmas. I don't think you guys got that.
No.
I think that's a little weak.
We can't get anything that's too, like, instrumentally. And Silver Bells was way too instrumental.
Now, Jingle Bells could work. You know Jingle Bells, right? Number five.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear you guys do Jingle Bells. Okay, now here, because this will be after the song here, you know. And I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha, bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what a lot of fun. What a lot of fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
You know, okay, that's definitely strong. That's strong.
The ending fell apart.
Okay,
there.
Now what else do we got here to choose from? We got I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, my mom wants Deck the Halls.
Okay, we'll try Deck the Halls here. Okay. We'll try Deck the Halls. That could work too. Do you know Deck the Halls, Matt? I don't think it's in our packet, but do you know it?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you know Hippo?
Not off the top of my head, but
it's right here, number
in
six.
The packet, so.
Number six. Now, Hippo, you really got. We really.
It's too wordy, I think, for us.
We screw this up at the Christmas party every year, but we try it. Because people just don't know the tempo. You got to know the tempo to Hippo to make it work.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
I want the hippopotamus.
Okay, give it a try.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Oh, are you going to do our intro? Okay,
yeah, okay, here we go. Here we go. Now, remember, dusk has fallen over Caledonia, and I'm standing up with a sports coat on and a Christmas tie, and Christmas is officially about to start in Caledonia. It's dark. The tree's not lit. We're standing in front of basically just a pine tree at this point. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I come up, and all of a sudden a spotlight's there.
So we can't get any background music, but we can get a spotlight in Caledonia?
You know what? Don't complain. Nobody likes a complainer.
Okay.
So,
just wondering.
You know, I heard you were a kiss butt. But anyway, so I walk into the...
Not a very good one.
Apparently not at this point. I want to kiss my butt like you kiss those people's butt at work. So anyway, got a nasty look there.
No. I'm waiting. We're trying to sing our song. Okay, so we're getting this whole painting the picture thing. Come on.
I'm trying to get you there.
Okay.
Okay, you understand.
I'm
it's
there.
It's dark.
I get it.
Dark.
I get
it's
it.
It's dark. It's dark. And the spotlight comes out. And here I walk into the spotlight. You know, and wah, 'twas the night before Christmas, you know, that whole thing. And then at the end, and I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy, what surprise, when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there.
I think that's enough.
You know what, here's the thing. If you were dressed as a hippo, I'd go with it. Like, we could have a hippo out there. Sean, can we get you a hippo costume?
Yes, Sean will be the dancing hippo.
And we'll sing this song and you'll be out there dancing
That'd
like a hippo.
That'd be so good. Wouldn't we can get a different recorder. Caleb could do it.
I could hold the
Caleb can
camera.
Record.
I got that.
I think that would be great.
Like, you'll start to sing it and then you'll come out dressed as a hippo.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes, you'll come into the spotlight.
Yes, and you'll have, like, garland on because you'll
be
we'll
have to expand
hippo.
The spotlight, but don't worry about that.
Oh, you can have a bow.
We'll get it done.
We'll
get your bow.
Okay.
No, no, no. We'll put you in a package.
And he emerges from the package.
We'll get like one of those big industrial refrigerator boxes and we'll dress it all up. And you'll come out of there. Won't that be great?
Caledonia won't know what hit them.
No way out of it.
Caledonia will not have any idea. That could happen. We're going to put that on the back burner right now. Okay. The First Noel. This is the only sentimental song that we might do.
I don't know this one.
You know this one?
Nope.
No. Well, it's good. We'll try this one, and then we'll try Deck the Halls.
No,
and
I think we should skip this one.
Well, do you have, like, an aversion to Noel?
No, it's just the same words over and over.
No, it's song. It's a song. Just give us a little try here. I'll tell you if it's going badly.
I don't even know how this one starts.
You just say Noel four times.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Noel. Noel. Wait, I don't know what the...
Wasn't that?
I don't know how it starts.
You know...
I don't think it
you've
starts
never
with
heard
Noel,
the first Noel.
Noel. It's like, the first Noel.
See, you know it.
Yes, I do know it, but like...
So at the beginning,
we need
Noel,
the instruments
Noel,
for
Noel,
this one.
Noel, Noel.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, okay, anyway. So start with what you know.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep, On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
So you even got Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know
Dude,
that
song. I told you, I know these.
And you, like, now, second time around, you got the Noel part, right?
I did, I just forgot that, I didn't know it started like that.
Okay, so, try Deck the Halls now, and then we'll see where we are.
Okay.
Is this not in the packet?
Okay.
So I'll try Deck the Halls.
All right.
You want to do Deck? You do know Deck the Halls?
No.
You don't.
I don't want to listen to Christmas music.
Everybody knows Deck the Halls.
I specifically avoid it.
I'll pull up the lyrics.
Scrooge.
I gotta.
You're gonna be a reindeer. You understand? They're gonna be dressed as a reindeer.
Yeah, reindeer don't listen to music.
No, they do.
I don't think they do.
If hippos can dance, reindeers can listen to music.
True.
It's Christmas. It's time for miracles.
Oh, are we skipping chestnuts? We're
going to do chestnuts because that's the one we always end on.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's a good one.
All right. Song, Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Ready?
No.
Got those lyrics pulled up?
I'm trying to Google the lyrics.
I forgot the song.
Understand, this is... Sean, what do you think so far?
I think they're doing a really good job.
Where does Burma shave?
Burma shave?
I don't know what song you're looking at.
Deck the Halls with boughs
that's
of holly.
Here we go.
Yeah, so what is Burma shave?
I don't know what that's about.
Burma shave?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't see. It's the Everly Brothers. I don't know. Eh, whatever.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
This is not the song.
Don me now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Join the ancient Yuletide Carol.
Maybe the reindeer shouldn't sing.
This might not be the song.
I don't think this is a song. Sorry, Mom.
No. Okay. So here's what we're going to have. Okay, so now we're going to give it the dry run because clearly. Oh, let's try chestnuts. Pull out your packet.
Okay.
I'm excited for this one.
This is a good one. Now, I'll join you guys on with this one because we might do three. You know, I might force this one in.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Maybe I won't join you.
Yeah, you're just all like, sing, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm going to sing on this one.
Do you understand that Christmas doesn't come to Caledonia till I show up?
I get it.
Here we go. We're going to sing this one together, because we have to simulate the crowd. We do this every year. This goes back many years. Okay, ready?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dress up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep at tonight. You don't know this that well.
I know this song brilliantly.
Wow, okay.
I'm just trying to get on key with you guys, and I don't know what key you're on. you're like a key in a key grinding machine.
It's not about key, it's about the feeling.
Ooh. Okay, I'm feeling a little queasy after listening to this. Okay, so we'll work on that. Okay, here's where we're going. Clearly the two you did the best were Jingle Bells and...
This Marshmallow World one.
Marshmallow was okay, but I don't think that's probably the one you did the best. I think it was probably, it was Jingle Bells. What was the other one? Oh, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Those are pretty classic.
So here's what we're going to do. We might work Marshmallow World in there, but it might take some work on that one. So here's what the show's going to be. We're going to simulate this now with Jingle Bells being the first one. Bam, tree. And then we go out on We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Okay? So you ready for that? We're going to do the show now, as it would be done. Okay? Now remember, dusk has fallen on the village of Caledonia. It's dark. There's a dark pine tree behind me. You understand? Follow me. Carrington, you know what's behind me?
Dark Christmas tree.
No, pine tree.
Dark pine tree.
It's a dark pine tree. Please. There's a dark pine tree behind me. It's very dark. You understand what I'm saying?
It's so dark.
It's dark. Matt, do you see? It's dark. It's December 9th. It's dark. And it's cold. And it's like Christmas ain't coming. Caledonia's done. It ain't happening this year. No Santa. No gifts. Nothing. Scrooge. Okay? And then, all of a sudden, a spotlight comes from up above. Just from nowhere. Heaven. The spotlight comes from heaven. And all of a sudden, I walk into the spotlight. You see what I'm saying?
I got
Sports
it.
Coat. And Christmas tie. Okay? And don't roll your eyes. And I'm going to roll in there, into the spotlight, and all of a sudden, there's a hush over the whole city of Caledonia. The city's hushed. It's dark. Hush. And then I walk up, and I start to say, "'Twas the night before Christmas, went all through the house." Okay, and we do that. And then, at the very end, I'm built at this, but we're still dark. Now, you two are just off to the left of the spotlight as a reindeer and an elf. What's your elf name?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Okay. Sprinkles the elf and...
What do you mean? I'm a reindeer.
Which reindeer?
Yeah, which reindeer?
Pick one.
I gotta pick a reindeer?
I know it's...
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and
Vixen. Is it the one with the red nose? Because if it's the one with the red nose, they only got one option.
If somebody punches you, you might have a red nose. Other than that, I don't know.
I guess I'll either be Rudolph or just like Vixen.
Okay, we got...
Vixen's a good one. I was thinking Vixen, too.
Oh, good.
Vixen and Sprinkles.
So we got Vixen and Sprinkles right over here. Okay, And it's still dark. Remember this. It's dark. Darkness is a big part of this. And I say, an air. Air. You see what I'm saying? You know what air is?
Yeah. It's all around us.
No. E-R-E. Not A-I-R.
Oh, sorry. Silly me.
I know. It's Christmas.
Okay.
I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all. And to all.
I think it's Happy Christmas to all is the ending. Are you sure you can handle this?
Scott, are you prepared?
There's a good chance Sprinkles might end up in a neck brace that night. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just making sure. I think it's Happy Christmas
to all. Would you do something like that on a stage when I'm about to introduce Christmas?
No.
I mean, you would end up in the third row. I mean, honest to God, you would end up in the third row.
Do you want help preparing?
You think you're having problems over there at the other place. You have some serious problems that night. No, ere he exclaimed, he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun, what a lot of fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
And I walk up to the tree, and I flip the switch. No.
The lights are on.
See, right there, you go. Jump the gun. This is why we have to rehearse. The lights.
When the lights come on.
But they're going to applaud. You don't want to. You don't ever step on applause.
Okay, sorry, you weren't clear there.
They're going to go crazy. Whoa, Christmas is here. All of a sudden, I didn't think it was coming. Okay, and then... And then...
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, what do you think, Sean?
Very good.
Think we got it?
Yep.
What do you think, Caleb?
That's pretty good.
Okay, that might be what we do. But now, we'll practice this a little every week. We'll let that simmer for a week. We don't have to go through all the songs every week, but we know Jingle Bells, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we're going to work on Chestnuts, and maybe Deck the Halls. Matt, can you learn that?
No, I thought we were doing Marshmallow World or...
You guys are a little weak on... Try Marshmallow World one more time real quick. We got a minute here. Try that, because you guys really... Yeah, it's not that hard.
She did a good job.
But you got weak toward the end.
I'm sorry,
Please pick it up.
Okay. Try better.
Christmas is 29 days away. We're taking the cotton balls off Santa's beard. We're getting there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Ere he exclaims as he drops out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. It's dark. Go ahead.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. Oh, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? It's winter, it's a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
Well, there, see, it got better. That's what practice does. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm glad we did this tonight. Now we'll save that for next week. Does anybody have any comments on that? 740-383-9944. Callan in Virginia, what do you think about that? 740-383-9944. Okay, so we got three. We might do four. We might just extend this program. Might be there all day.
Wow. People of Caledonia are lucky.
It's going to be a concert that day. I mean, I think I can probably get some extra time.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
If you're bringing Christmas. My dad said he's only coming if this event's free, though.
What kind of support is he?
Not monetary, obviously.
He's not going to help you with your elf costume?
Probably not. I thought you guys were providing the elf costume.
We got the elf costume. Don't worry.
So what's he going to do?
Well, I like when people chip in.
Oh, I thought you had the costume.
We have the costume. I'm just saying we like when people chip in.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Okay. In any event. You want a cookie?
Yeah. I was looking at those earlier and hoping I could have one.
It's from the Remnant. Go ahead.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If only you were this nice.
I told her to take one.
I'd
have broken her fingers if she went down there.
Whoa.
I can't have that. Like I'd break somebody's fingers. Like I'm in the mafia or something. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, this is Carrington's mom. I just want to say she got her singing talents from her father.
Oh, very nice. So your dad's a good singer.
We'll work on some things before next time.
Well, how do you feel we're doing? We met the other day. You're very, very, we had a good meeting, don't you think?
Very short, yeah.
Well, next time I'll try to extend it a little bit.
Yeah, I told Carrington that was my shyness coming out.
No, you were very nice. I enjoyed it a lot. But do you think? Are you coming? Because apparently your husband's a little iffy on the thing.
Oh, we'll probably be there.
Now, what do you think about what you just heard? Do you think we can bring Christmas in with what we got?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, because we don't want Christmas not to come to Caledonia. It would be a big disappointment to all of us.
Yeah, we'll work on things here at home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, give us an update. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Well, there's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get home, and your mom's just going to have Christmas music bumping.
Well, she's had Christmas music bumping since before Halloween.
Good.
She loves Christmas.
Well, I hope she gets out a whip and a chair now and gets you in the chair. Because we need you to be
there.
Don't
give her any ideas.
We need you to be there. And I didn't realize that was a dish she was saying when she said, so your dad's not a good singer.
No, he's not the greatest. We're both kind of monotone, I would say.
You got a little monotone to you. I would have to say that. But it's okay. I think it's because you got a deeper voice.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
That wasn't a diss.
No, I like, thank
Why
you.
Why do you take everything as I say
no,
as
I
a
was,
negative?
I was saying thank you. I like having a deeper voice.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Sweating over there.
God, my goodness. So in any event, 740-383-9944, if anybody has a comment on what we got here. It's big. It's big. It's powerful. And it's coming to Caledonia. Are you excited now, Sean?
Absolutely.
Caleb, you live there.
Do we?
Do you know where you live, Caleb?
No, so we're on the border of Marion and Caledonia.
We have the Caledonia zip code.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be there. I live there.
You gonna bring the whole family out? Whole family,
I guess so.
This is gonna be a family event. Yes, it's free.
Perfect. My family will be there.
What about your siblings?
We'll see.
Billy and Natasha? What are your siblings?
Are those your siblings?
No, I don't know. What are your siblings' names?
Brooks and Xander.
Oh, I got the B right.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, don't yell at. How am I supposed to know? I've never met these people.
That's fair.
Thank you. All right, so that's December the 9th, be there or be square. And the fruitcake toss, by the way, December the 14th, 7 to 8 p.m. We'll be tossing the old Claxton fruitcake.
I'm excited for that
Are you excited? That's only an hour.
Has anyone nominated me yet?
We haven't done nomination yet.
Oh, okay.
That'll open on Monday.
Okay.
By the way, you can nominate anybody you like, but you have to let them know we're not going to, you know, worry about telling them where to be and when to be. You have to do all that body of work. But it'll be 7 o'clock. On December the 14th, 7 to 8 o'clock, you have to be here at 7. We're going to toss the fruitcake. Anybody can do it. You can nominate anybody. You just walk up to the line. You can't run. You get one underhanded toss of an actual Claxton fruitcake, and whoever tosses it the farthest is the fruitcake champion. That's what happens.
That's exciting.
You got an arm on you?
We'll see.
Matt, you got an arm on you?
I'd like to think so.
Caleb,
fruitcake. He's been practicing.
I'm winning.
Yeah, Matt's practicing with the fruitcake.
He's I'm gonna pull up.
You're gonna pull it up?
Not even practicing. Oh. Just going
because you think that like you think like girls can't win at this because it's girls against guys. No, I'll tell you, we had men, big 600-pound men out there the first year, and this little kid from Pizza Hut or no, Donato's walked out there and put him to shame.
That's awesome.
Because it's how you throw it. It's really
all about the form.
It really is, because if you throw it high, you get height but not distance, and you need distance to win. But if you throw it low and it hits the ground, it'll just roll.
Mm-hmm.
So does the rolling count, or is it where
it Yeah, but it doesn't roll because it's a brick.
Well, right, but like get like a few extra more feet from the roll.
Yeah, but you just got to sail mm-hmm. for distance. So it's a big thing. Now, our last topic tonight is, it's a new term, really, from your guys' generation. Do you know what Delaloo is?
No.
Never heard of it.
Well, boy, aren't I hip tonight? You guys are just so dull. It's Delaloo. It's making yourself believe, no matter what, big or small, or how outrageous the dream is, that you can achieve it. It's called Delaloo.
Is it Delulu?
See, that's how out of touch I am. What's Delulu? Is that
like,
what it is?
I think it's just like delusional. Is that what the word says?
It's spelled D-E-L-A-L-U.
Oh, and I don't think that's Delulu.
No, it might be Delulu. It could be.
I don't know, but I'm thinking
Where'd
yeah,
you
delusional.
Hear Delulu?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, it's just like short for delusional.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call it Delulu.
Delulu. Okay. Okay.
But you don't know what it means.
I mean, I was going to say it's short for delusional, so, you know, delusional.
But that's not this is saying making yourself believe that you can do it, so that's not delusional. That's making yourself, yes, I can do that.
Yeah, and you're like Delulu a little bit whenever it's something that's like unattainable.
There's nothing that's unattainable in life.
Okay.
You think there is?
Yeah.
What's unobtainable?
If I wanted to go to the moon.
Why couldn't you go to the moon? People have been there.
Yeah, I just don't think it'd be very attainable.
World John peace, Glenn, not that attainable. Guy on the wall right there went to the moon.
I know. Some people have. I just think that I would be a little delusional if I thought that I was going to do it.
Do you think, Sean, that there's anything in life that's unobtainable?
No.
No. If somebody's done it, you can do it.
What? I'm saying world peace, not doable.
Well, nobody's done that.
It's because it's not doable. Yeah.
I said if somebody's done it, it's doable.
Well, yeah, it's because somebody's already done it.
Okay, so what would you want to do?
Somebody's got to be the first person to do something. I want to be the first person to make world peace.
Okay. Well, go for it.
And it's not going to happen.
Well, see, if you think it's not going to happen, then it ain't going to happen.
See, I got to get the United States, China, Russia, Ukraine. There's a list of every country in the world. Get all of them to work together? Impossible.
Pack a big bag.
Not possible.
Take cookies.
Lots of cookies.
South Korea, yeah. North Korea? No.
If it hasn't been done, it can be done. Now, some people thought that the Soviet Union would never fall, that the Cold War would never end. People thought the United States couldn't win World War II. These things all happened.
The United States came in at like the end of World War II.
They used to say, when they put a man on the moon, then I will eat my hat. Well, guess what? One day we put a man on the moon. John Kennedy, in 1963, the hottest president.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Said,
okay.
Said, gee whiz, even the way you said that makes my skin crawl. if he were alive, this man would be about 110 years old. Do you understand?
I understand.
You know, we're coming up on the 60th anniversary of his assassination on November 22nd.
Sad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 60 years. So anyway, John Kennedy at a dinner said, before this decade is up, the 1960s, we're going to put men on the moon. And everybody cheered, and then he walked out of the room, and everybody turned to each other, and is that guy nuts? What's wrong with him? And then guess what? 1968, 5 years after he was dead, men walked on the moon.
Is that the whole, like, we chose not to do it because it's easy, but because it is hard thing?
Yeah, it's basically, if you can believe it, if you can dream it, it can happen.
You can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney.
There you go.
Yep.
So do you think it's a true thing, this Delulu or Delulu or whatever it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
You believe it. Okay, so you, what's your big dream? Now, be honest. Don't give me world peace.
I mean, I don't know that I have a big dream.
What do you, if you could do anything, what would it be?
I mean,
Caleb, yeah. You got a Delulu?
I mean, I'll be a world chess champion.
There you go. Why not? You know, that last guy was a world chess champion. What was his name? He went insane and used to sit at home and eat tables or something.
Oh.
He did it. What was his name, like the Bobby? Chess champion?
He's an inspiration. Oh,
Bobby Riggs?
Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer. Yeah, he went nuts. But yeah, but it's
doable. I don't think Bobby Fischer was ever not nuts, though. That's the thing. Like, I watched a video about Bobby Fischer, and he's always just not been right in the head.
He was a crank.
He was good. I mean, he was good at chess, but that was about all. Nobody liked him. Nobody really liked him.
What's yours? World chess champion. That's doable.
Probably just this, you know.
Right here?
Yep.
You've already achieved it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
Job.
Huh?
Career.
Yeah?
And this.
You want to sit here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you can have it. I'll leave tonight.
For your job, Scott.
You can have it. Well, somebody's got to do it. That's good. You can do that.
I'm sure I could.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's get a little ego on that.
We got it.
Get that chip off the shoulder. What do you got, Carrington?
I would be a flight attendant and then, like, have a podcast on the side where I can, like, talk about my traveling.
Really? So, again, you're in this field.
I like it, yeah. I've thought about that before, it just didn't seem attainable, and then...
Here you are.
This opportunity was presented, and life
so
works
I'm,
out.
So, really, for you two, I'm kind of like, you know, you'd be thanking me for the rest of your lives.
Maybe. We'll see what happens from here.
I guess we'll see.
See where it goes.
Well, you never know. That's how it goes. Wherever it snows. What's your dream, Sean?
Probably chasing storms. I always wanted to chase, like, tornadoes and stuff like that.
Well, next time I see some lightning, I'll call you.
Run out there.
Yeah, run out there, see what's going on. Well, okay, so really, I'm glad people still have dreams that they can think they can obtain. I think even if you don't obtain it, big deal. Spend your life trying to. Always have a goal. I like this. I like that the generation's into this.
Yeah. I mean, you have to set some sort of goal for yourself.
Yeah. And it's got to be something that's not the old run-of-the-mill. It's just got to be something different that's hard to obtain. Not everybody can do.
It needs to be niche.
Yeah. N-I-C-H-E.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. You're so good at spelling.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's how you get these jobs.
Be good at spelling?
Be good at spelling.
Okay, perfect. Good to know.
Yeah. So what do you think you get by achieving your dream?
Satisfaction?
You think it's I think it's just to keep doing it.
Yeah, getting to call your dream your
life.
I think
once you become satisfied, you're no longer putting in the effort you once put in. You always got to maintain...
Oh, that's not true.
You always got to maintain at least some point or some level of... you always have to recognize that your content could always get better.
If you achieve what you want to be, if you get where you want to be and it's not about the money, which is... It can never be about the money. When you achieve where you want to be and you get there, you get more determined to hold on to that spot, and you get more persistent. You do. It's just the way it is. Because it's something you want, you know. So you'd get better at chess.
Yeah?
You'd want to keep getting better and better and better. You wouldn't stop just because you became the best chess player in the world. You have to keep it up in your game.
I don't know about that one. It sounds something like something Caleb would do. He played this, I don't remember the game, but he was playing this game on his phone where he just got ranked to be ranked, and then he stopped playing, and that was it. He just wanted to see if he could do it.
But you did it.
I did. I went into a tournament, and I forget, I took a picture of it. I got placed
in, he's got memories.
He did it, and then said, wow, look at that. I got placed very well, and then he just never touched it again.
Well, but I've told you, I mean, I like doing this, but, you know, and I keep trying, you try to be the best, and you still try to get the interviews, and you try to be on top of your game. Like, I think we had the best news coverage, election coverage we'd had in 10 years. So you're always trying to get better, but there will be a day where I'll be gone, out of here, because you know when to go. You know when it's time to go because you're not at the top of your game anymore.
So I got placed 11th out of 1,177 players.
11th out of 1,477. That's very good.
Yeah,
that's
and they said, good. Wow, you know what I'm going to do? Nothing.
You didn't want to go for one?
I mean, it was just very, you have to learn the openings and then what counters what. And then, I mean, I don't know. I want to try to do a physical chess tournament because that's different than playing online.
Oh, so this is a chess tournament. You got 11th out of that many people in chess. That's awesome. That's so cool.
What do you think he was talking about?
Well, Matt just said a game, so I didn't know if it was like a video game.
I didn't remember what it was. I didn't think it was chess, though.
So it was
it was bullet chess.
It was a minute time. Like, each player got a minute to play, and that was it.
That's tremendous.
That's cool, yeah. I don't know what I thought it was. I was like, oh, I thought it was a football game or something.
No, I thought it was, didn't you hear when he said his goal in life was to be the best chess player in the world?
Yeah, well, Matt just said a video game, like on his phone.
I just knew it was a game on his phone.
I knew it was chess. I mean, how hard is this to follow?
Sorry, I mean, I'm sorry. That's great. I'm glad it was chess. He's working toward his goal.
Okay. In any event, as we approach the clubhouse turn here tonight to wrap up this wonderful it's been a fun program, I think. Glad to be back, Carrington. It's been a while since you've been here.
Yes, I miss being here.
Caleb, first time here.
It was very fun.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. By. Well, I'll invite you back. What's going on with you over there?
It's funny. I just got, you know, something like structure, you know, get you funny.
You know, yeah. I'm going to tell this story before we do What If You Learn tonight. Today, it was kind of a weird day. I was at school and it was kind of downish today. And I don't know. I said something and I said it in an accent. I don't know why I said it in an accent, but it just came out British. And the person who I said it to, started to laugh uncontrollably. And then it made me laugh uncontrollably because I realized what had happened, and we just sat there and laughed for at like 2 minutes. Nobody knew what we were doing. It was like two idiots sitting there just laughing their head off for nothing. And I thought, you know, this is why you're here. This is why you can't do that with everybody. Only certain people you have that with. Mm-hmm. And that was so funny because there was nothing. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a comedian. It wasn't even planned. It was just there. You know? You have those moments with people?
Yeah, 100%.
Not you and I, but we...
We don't have those moments.
No, we don't. No. We have very few.
Limited moments.
Every now and then, again.
Yeah.
All right. So, what have we learned tonight, Sean? What did you learn?
I learned that...
We have a listener named Callan in Virginia.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I learned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I learned that the town of Caledonia...
I didn't ask you yet.
Okay.
Listen... Don't jump the gun.
Sorry, I was told previously we didn't have to wait for a queue.
Oh. No, you don't have to wait for a queue, but when we're asking what you learned, you don't jump in somebody else's way.
Sorry, no one was going.
Yeah, we had like a half second of silence there.
I know, and I was like, I gotta fill it.
I would hate for that. Matt, what did you learn?
Just skip Carrington.
That's right. You always gotta keep her in line a little bit.
I learned that I didn't know the majority of the Christmas music that you had in that packet there.
We need work.
We need
work. We got 3 more weeks until Christmas in Caledonia. Caleb, what'd you learn tonight?
I learned that Carrington has a very good voice, and we'll be able to carry Matt to bring Christmas to Caledonia.
That's what we're hoping for.
She's going to give me a big head.
She's going to carry. She's going to carry.
I'm going to put the ego.
She might be able to carry him. You know, I gotta agree with Mother on this one.
Yeah.
That, you know,
I don't think I'm the greatest singer. That would. No.
Oh, listen, I'm bad, which is why like she's got to carry.
If you're in negative numbers, the other person just got to be in the positive, like 2, and they could carry you.
That's true. Right. That's true.
Exactly.
Thanks, like, Matt.
Yeah, you got that.
thanks for being negative, and you being that reindeer costume, so it'll really be a thing.
They're good.
Okay, and now Carrington. This is how. See. You see the segue here?
I got it.
Carrington,
got it.
What? Now you've had more time to think.
I already knew what I was going to say.
Okay, did you?
Yes.
Really? I didn't.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Carrington, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that the town of Caledonia has enough money for a spotlight, but apparently not background music.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this once. There's me, the man who's bringing Christmas to Caledonia. Mm-hmm. Then there's you.
Mm-hmm.
Backup.
I get
okay?
it.
Okay, you know, this is like... Taylor Swift, and you guys are like the backup singers on the stage.
Yeah, but they're still giving background music.
Yeah, but You guys ain't exactly Taylor Swift backup singers.
And you're not exactly Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm looking on that one.
Well, that's not what the people in Caledonia say. They're the ones who put me in charge of that's bringing true. Christmas to Caledonia.
I can't argue with the people of Caledonia.
You shouldn't.
No.
It could get ugly over there.
No, I'm scared.
You don't want to tick them off. All right, so that's what's going to happen December the 9th. We're going to start taking registrations on Monday for the December 14th fruitcake toss. So on Monday morning, we'll start that at 8 a.m. And the Christmas party's coming up in December as well. We'll get a date on that as soon as we have it. So this has been fun. It's a little Christmassy, but you know what? Rehearsals are opening for the big Christmas in Caledonia program coming up very, very soon. Well, it's good to have you all here tonight.
Happy to be here.
It was good.
Very proud to be here.
There you go. Sean?
Yep.
Sean?
Enthusiasm
is high. For Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, and Caleb. All right. This is Scott. What's wrong with you? What? What was wrong with that?
Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
Everyone else got a first and last name. And
Caleb.
Listen, I know the boy's last name. Okay. I've known him for a while.
All try right. again. I just didn't
give me a chance to get in there with it.
Try again.
I think you skipped it. One more time. Come on. You can do
it. Yeah, come on.
This is how.
Listen, you think I don't know the last name?
I mean, maybe you didn't say it. So.
But I didn't say it because I didn't think it was necessary at this particular point.
So say it. What's my
Rice.
Last name?
There we go. Oh, who knew and who didn't?
I didn't think he didn't know it.
Don't you look a little...
No, I just think he deserved it. It should be part of his outro.
Okay, let's try it again then.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, you didn't know it.
Yes, I did. Matt said it twice tonight.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
said it twice.
Really? You said his own name?
The start of the show,
and then the second half.
I must have blacked out. Okay. For Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, and Caleb Rice, thank you very much. This is Scott Spears for this Friday night, heading for the dugout.
Mostly sunny in the afternoon, 54. Freezing point once again Sunday night, mostly clear. 59 Monday, mostly sunny, winds picking up a bit. Chilly low of 28 for Monday night. Light winds and mostly clear. Tuesday, 56, partly cloudy. Freezing point once again Tuesday night, mostly clear. Then low to mid-60s for the rest of next week.